Historians have labored over whether Ponce de León was actually in search of the Fountain of Youth in the 16th century. What is indisputable is that most human beings are constantly looking for a way to be younger or live a longer life in good health. Dan Buettner has been studying that for nearly 20 years and came to focus on five locations in the world where people live the longest and are feeling well. They're dubbed Blue Zones. Buettner and photographer David McLean are in the Valley tonight at the Mesa Arts Center as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Their presentation is called The Search for Longevity. I spoke with Buettner earlier and started by asking about the criteria he used for finding the so-called Blue Zones.
So it was a two-step process. We started with a team of demographers, and these are people who study populations, and we were looking for statistically longest-lived, geographically defined pockets around the world. And what I mean by this are people that have the highest life expectancy, the highest centenarian rate, so the highest concentration of 100-year-olds, or the lowest rate of middle-age mortality. It lets you know how many people who make it to middle age are also making it to a healthy age 92, which is about what the human species can expect on average in an optimal situation.
So when we talk about longevity, I think one of the things people struggle with as we see our population getting older, and frankly, more and more people living, but maybe not being mentally healthy and maybe not being physically healthy. When you talk about longevity, are you talking about living your best life as possible getting to that age?
In America right now, if you reach age 85, there's about a 50% chance you're suffering dementia. We found an island off the coast of Turkey with 10,000 people in there. We sent a team of scientists in to study everybody over age 65, and we only found 3 people out of 10,000 suffering any dementia. So we know, at least on this island, there is a diet and a lifestyle and a constellation of other things that can produce populations that live a long time. And what I mean by long time is 90 or maybe 100 and stay sharp until the very end. And this whole Blue Zones National Geographic presentation, the idea is to distill down exactly what populations around the world who are making it to a healthy old age, exactly what they're doing, and how we could be doing it in our own lives and in the lives of our communities.
Are these things that can work in every society if we're willing to make certain sacrifices? Because one would think, especially in this country, some things are very convenient. There's a lot of fast food. There are a lot of things that balance that out. Do you think that the lessons you've learned are things that could be applied anywhere?
Most of what we think yields longevity is misguided or just plain wrong. Diets, when it comes to, and exercise, when it comes to public health, are unmitigated failures in this country. Fewer than 15% of Americans have the right diet and right exercise patterns. In Blue Zones areas where people are living the longest, they're not doing so because they're pursuing health. It's ensuing from the right environment. And we have taken the elements of these environments and we've applied them to 26 American cities. And we're going to talk about this tonight. We actually, in Fort Worth, Texas, for example, we saw obesity dropping and over $250 million of healthcare cost savings by taking these secrets that we found and applying them at the population level, not by trying to change individuals' behaviors, but changing their surroundings in smart ways.
Dan, let me ask you about the general search for longevity. Is it something that is inherently within us as humans and something that makes sense and some of us are maybe in the right place at the right time or more willing to make sacrifices? What do you make of that?
Well, I think the search for longevity begins the first time you get out of bed and your back hurts or you look in the mirror and you see a wrinkle. And the first time study shows that we really start thinking about mortality is when we lose a parent. The older you are, the more likely you're going to really get interested. Now, we're finding that the age of where people start getting interested is about 30, and they're really interested to 65. What we're finding now that the benefits of doing these things actually mostly accrue between the ages of 35 and 70. That's when shaping your surroundings and your lifestyle the right way really pays off. After about 75, trying to change things doesn't yield as big of a return. But still, if you've been people who've lived the longest that means they've also been the healthiest. And that also means that they're less likely to suffer disability at the end of their lives, and their health care bill will be a fraction of that of their obese diabetic counterparts.
What about the very hard to define term stress? Because we all have that in various ways, and we know what that can do to us mentally and physically.
Stress is part of the human condition, and whether you're in Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, or Mesa, Arizona, we get stressed about our finances, about our kids, about our health. It's the same everywhere. What people in blue zones, long-lived areas, that we are forgetting are sacred daily rituals that help reverse the stress. So the Adventists, longest-lived Americans, they pray. Okinawans have ancestor veneration. They'll spend a few minutes every day remembering where they came from. They're not just a point in time, but part of a continuum. The Sardinians, they do happy hour. The Icarians and the Costa Ricans who live a long time, they take a nap. They stay up late and sleep late. So these are all ways to shed natural stress on a day-to-day basis.
Now, Dan, since you first started looking into blue zones and places where people live longer, has it changed your life? Have you made changes? Did you need to?
Yeah, I've been marinating in these blue zones for 18 years, so it is crystal clear. If you're eating a mostly plant-based diet, what I mean by that is I would say a meat or flesh of some other animal less than once a week, you have about a third the chance of developing diabetes or cancer, certain types of cancers or heart disease, compared to your meat-eating counterparts who are eating meat more than once a day. I used to be a fanatic cyclist. I hold 3 world records in cycling, and now I commute to work on bike.
Wow.
I'm big into stretching and yoga, and I'm a natural extrovert, something I used to suppress a little bit, thinking I should get more work done instead. And now I completely justify my nightly habit of getting together with friends.
That is Dan Buettner. He and David McLean are in Mesa tonight at the Mesa Arts Center beginning at 7:30. It's part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Their presentation is called The Search for Longevity. Dan, thanks for the conversation.
Delight to talk with you.